view is that the Palestinians who are forced to work for Carmela Gregsco in order to feed their families, who are forced to even send their young children, who get a pittance for a back-breaking day's work, who would lose their jobs if Carmela Gregsco collapsed, they themselves are urging us to help them by taking action against Carmela Gregsco and such companies that support Israeli apartheid. What excuse is left for us not to boycott? Under the EU-Israel Association Agreement, Israeli exports to Europe are given preferential treatment over exports from other countries. So, for example, Israel pays no customs duty on the dates it exports to Europe, and there is no quota imposed on it. Dates from other countries, like Iran, do not enjoy the same benefits, and are heavily taxed to artificially push their prices up, to try and make them uncompetitive. Because of this unfair advantage, Israel has already cornered a 10% share of the European date market. However, under the agreement, produce from the illegal Israeli settlements do not qualify for preferential treatment and are not exempt from customs duty. To avoid the tariffs, Israel openly flouts the agreement by labeling settlement goods as made in Israel and giving them fake Israeli certificates of origin. A Channel 4 news reporter visiting the illegal Naomi settlement in the Jordan Valley this July was not surprised to discover a pallet of crates freshly filled with produce from the settlement, bound for Europe, yet plainly mislabeled, made in Israel.
British companies, such as supermarkets, can trade with Israel proper and the goods get a substantial import tax break. This makes doing business cheap. But illegal Israeli settlers can also get the deal simply by labelling their produce origin of Israel. For Palestinians, this tax break was considered grossly unfair. The European Union agreed, and so in 2005 it changed the rules. Now, Israeli settler farms on the West Bank would need to be clear. Their goods were origin West Bank. This meant they would be subject to import taxes. We went to the West Bank. On the Naomi settlement, we found a farmer whose main concern is meeting Britain's strict export criteria.
We have standards, we have checklists, and by the English supermarket, and there's companies that come once a year to test us, and then once or twice again, even by surprise.
But here, on the West Bank, remember, we found boxes clearly labelled produce of Israel. The farmer tells me he sends his goods, in this case, dill, to an Israeli shipping company. They organise all the tax payments and they ship the goods abroad.
The exception to this mislabeling is organic produce. Because of the requirements for organic certification, which insist on traceability of produce to the farm it was grown on, Israel is forced to reveal the illegal settlement origins for its organic produce. So sometimes Israeli dates, usually the organic range, are labelled produced in the West Bank. This doesn't mean it's Palestinian produce, it just confirms it's grown in the illegal Israeli settlements. Sainsbury's organic medjool dates is one such example. It says grown in the West Bank, but a closer look reveals it's grown by Netev Hakdud. In 1976, a settlement was created on 260 acres of stolen Palestinian land in the Jordan Valley. Today, 127 Israeli colonists are posted there. That illegal settlement is Netev Hakdud. Netev Hakdud was one of the settlements mentioned in the Haaretz expose on the exploitation of Palestinian date workers. Netev Hakdud's secretary, Maggie Mayudek, however, denied any responsibility or knowledge of the exploitation of Palestinian workers. She said, "I never saw people hanging from the trees." Those dates that are sold in Sainsbury's are the product of Palestinian exploitation and theft. Can you think of a better way for us to break our fasts in Ramadan than by a Palestinian date? Imagine the boost it would give the Palestinian economy if every Muslim made it a tradition to always break our fast with Palestinian dates. One non-profit organization that has been established to support marginalized farming communities in Palestine is Zaytoun. They help Palestinian farmers access the UK market. Their genuine Palestinian medjool dates are proudly labeled Produce of Palestine. The dates are produced in the Jericho region by the Palestinian Palm Farmers Cooperative. They are a vital source of income in this area, which is seeing vast tracts of Palestinian land being illegally confiscated by Israel. Visit their website www.zaytoun.org for a list of sellers who stock their products. We have a campaign page on our website about boycotting Israeli dates, www.inmines.co.uk/boycott-israeli-dates.php. It includes sample letters for you to send to your local grocery shop, as well as sample letters to the supermarkets that are stocking Israeli dates, and printable leaflets which include a concise background and reasons for the boycotting of Israeli dates, and identifies which date brands are of Israeli origin. This video and the more substantial Zainab story are also available on our website. Isn't it about time that we heed the call of justice, that we stand with Palestine, that we oppose injustice, and stand against Israel by boycotting it? Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that he who wakes up in the morning and doesn't think about and care for the affairs of his fellow Muslims is not a Muslim. Let us today, just for a moment, think of the Palestinians living and dying under occupation, and then let our hearts guide us as to what is our responsibility.
During the holy month of Ramadan, as we move towards the Eid, I was going around Muslim shops in Tower Hamlets and elsewhere, telling them that although they had collection boxes for the mosque, although they had religious imagery in their shops, although they were selling dates to the faithful people to break their fast, the dates were made in Israel. They were stained with the blood of the Palestinian people, and Muslim shopkeepers were selling them. Let's resolve now that at least in Tower Hamlets, next Ramadan, not a single Israeli date will be sold in any shop in this borough of Tower Hamlets. Let's promise that now over the internet. We should be boycotting them, as all self-respecting people boycotted apartheid South Africa. We must make it, as it was then, a mark of shame to someone that they were buying the blood-stained products of racism and apartheid. Israel is just as racist, Israel is just as apartheid a state as South Africa ever was, and it must be treated exactly like that.